Thank you very much. The Senate Local Government Committee will come to order. Thank you, Senator Zahn, for getting me started. The clerk will take the roll silently, and Senator Hogue will be excused, and anybody else will be excused until they arrive. The minutes have been sent, and if there are no corrections or additions, we will approve them as published. On our agenda today is only one bill, and that's Senate Study Bill 1079 with Senator Garrett. I understand the Democrats want to caucus briefly back in the lounge. So we'll stand at ease until Republicans, we will not need to caucus, but we will just stand at ease for a few minutes until they return. Local Government Committee will reconvene Next item of business is Senate Study Bill 1079 with Senator Garrett. Senator Garrett, do you have a committee report?
I do, Mr. Chairman. Senator Lofgren and myself signed the report.
Thank you. Do you have any opening comments on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has to do with a federal program commonly referred to as Section 8. Section 8 provides subsidies for low-income people to help pay their rent. There are over 900 cities in the state of Iowa, and the vast majority of them have maintained this as a voluntary program. There are three cities, Iowa City, Marion, and Des Moines, who have passed ordinances saying that if you are a landlord, you must participate in the federal Section 8 program. And this bill just says, no, local city cannot make that change. The bill would make the law in those three cities the same as it is in the other 900 and some cities around the state of Iowa. I guess part of the idea is if you're investing money in housing, you should have discretion on how you rent that housing out. Mr. Chairman, those are my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Garrett. The chair recognizes Senator Kornbach for remarks on 1079.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise in opposition to this. Let's get a couple of things straight. First of all, once again, the legislature is proposing to stomp all over local control. We have three communities in our state that have chosen, on the basis of their perception of public interest, to make sure that low-income people are not discriminated against in housing, which, by the way, would be contrary to the whole rationale for the Section 8 program. It is argued that this somehow is an infringement on property rights. What it does is simply, what these local ordinances do is simply to exclude certain criteria from what landlords can use for excluding people, from denying. That's exactly the same thing we do with our civil rights laws, with our open housing laws, with our public accommodations laws. We say that there are certain criteria, like race, that you can't use to exclude people. Here we're just basically saying that the communities are saying is that you can't exclude people for being poor. The impact of this in Des Moines, Des Moines has the vouchers serve about 3,000 households. 143 of those are veterans. 143 of those are veterans. Des Moines has chosen to say, hey, we're not going to increase the burden on veterans. We're not going to increase the number of homeless veterans. And I think Des Moines should be saluted, not told that they're trying to do something bad. 106 children in Des Moines have Section 8 vouchers. These are 106 children who are aging out of the foster care program. They're basically being thrown out on their own, saying good luck to survive in the adult world. We don't want those kids to be discriminated against. We don't want them to be homeless either. Just a couple observations. The Representative of the Landlord Association claimed its subcommittee that somehow the housing inspections that were required under Section 8 were more strenuous than the regular housing inspections. That turns out to be false. Also at the subcommittee was the gentleman from Des Moines who oversees the housing inspections, and his testimony was that, in fact, Section 8 standards were less rigorous than the local housing code in Des Moines. So So for all of those reasons, I would urge the committee to reject this bill and reinforce our dedication to the principle of local control.
Are there any other senators seeking to speak on 1079? Seeing none, Senator Garrett, you are in order for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of comments in response to Senator Kornbach. excuse me. The fact that we have civil rights laws and other laws that make restrictions on property, that doesn't automatically mean that every other restriction is appropriate. That's just not a valid argument. He talked at some length about the city of Des Moines and issues there. I would submit other cities have veterans, other cities have low-income people, and they seem to be able to get along without making these Section 8 a mandatory thing. And finally, he mentions local control. Mr. Chairman, what's more local than the actual individual property owner? What about them? So for those reasons, I would ask the body to vote in favor of the bill, and those are my closing comments.
Thank you. It appears that we are ready to vote. Senator Smith, how would you like to do this? A record roll call has been called for. The clerk will call the roll. Shipley votes aye. Clemish votes aye. Smith votes no. Driscoll votes aye. Garrett votes aye. Guth votes aye. He's excused. Lofgren votes aye. Kornbach votes no. Taylor votes no. Williams votes aye. The bill passes 7-4. Since there is no other business on the agenda, Senator Garrett moves we adjourn.
Solid local government, solid job.